I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
And it's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of them.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government. Since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E. Pluribus Unum. And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Wednesday, March 9, 2022 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It's a wild and dystopic ride. It really is. And I don't know. People say I should say my name, so I am your host, Chris Hinckley. There you go. You better get it together, America. You better lock it up, as they say, and get it together. Bad guys have been making bad guy plans and using science and math and things, weaponized concepts against us, and it seems to be going well for them. I looked at pictures yesterday of some folks, and I don't know, the generation these days, are we the walking dead? What's going on? People watch television and they don't really see what's going on around them, but we have choices. We make choices every day. And in, I think, many cases, perhaps even the majority of cases, we don't realize, or, you know, maybe we do, but in any case, we seem to be sort of excusing and dismissing these decisions that we make as inevitable. Well, what else can we do? And, you know, the question that nags me is, have we done all we can do? Have I done all I can do? The answer is always no. But it's easy to say, well, but there are all of these things, all of these reasons. But the question remains, the nagging question remains, have I done all I can do? You know, there are simple action items. Have I been uncompromising and unwavering in my voting? Or, you know, we're talking about school the last couple of days, the public school system, and, you know, the privatization discussion, it shifted to that. Bill Gates wants, you know, to privatize school. It's sort of disingenuous. People say, well, he's talking about charter schools and things like that, which is a better alternative. No, you're being herded into the cattle chute of, you know, we'll say charter school in this instance. And, you know, we lost Charlotte Isserby last month, but she told us about charter schools. It's a trap. It's worse. Because, you know, public school, as bad as it is, the purse strings, even though they've been removed from the local community, there is still the opportunity to wrest the purse strings back from the clutches, perhaps. Charter schools is kind of like a permanent removal of the purse strings out of the hands of the local community. And then what? Show me Horror Man gets his corn pone and I'll tell you what his opinions is. That's where that goes. As a brief aside, was it yesterday? The subject of Ukraine? I think it was yesterday. Right? Yeah. Wasn't it yesterday? Who asked about Ukraine? I forget. Was it Charlie? I forget. I apologize. Anyway, you know, part of in similar fashion, you know, not being hoodwinked, part of what I was trying to say, I guess, is, you know, what is mainstream press reporting? What is CNN and everybody reporting? Putin is bombing his own people. You know, how many times have we heard this trope, if you will? You know, he's gassing his own people. He's bombing his own people. I mean, that should be, honestly, that should be the Streisand effect in full effect. Oh, you're doing this thing. Well, it doesn't, you know, it always works. So why change it? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's why they keep going back to the well on these things, because they work. He's gassing his own people. Didn't you just say that the last time, that actually, if anything was going on, you were doing it behind the scenes, employing dirty tricks and, you know, false flag operations? There are no operations that are not false flag operations. It's amazing. You know, you wonder, how did the press get there? I was watching, what is that called? There was a thing that Jonathan Quitney used to do back in the 80s, a television broadcast, a news, investigative news broadcast. I was watching one the other day. It was concerning the assassination of JFK and the limited hangouts, you know, reinvestigating. Anyway, I just remember watching and thinking, now, do we not, you know, we've been conditioned to hear the Zapruder footage. And by the way, you know, I mean, there's the whole story that's been told a million times about Abraham Zapruder and, oh, it was unlikely. I mean, this whole story. He didn't bring the camera to the office that day at his dress manufacturer there, you know, across from the book depository, blah, 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 blah. This whole story, it's part of the magic trick, or at least I'm convinced. And, you know, it's just all completely unlikely. Again, you know, Darwin Payne apparently has the, you know, the guy who wrote Initiatives and Energy, talking about Skull and Bonesmen that you never hear about. No one ever mentions them. And here are four in the same room. What do you know? How did that happen, Darwin Payne? This guy's boots on the ground that fateful day in 1963 in Dealey Plaza. And he's allegedly a fledgling reporter. And he just happens to get the personal notes, that, you know, the handwritten notes of Abraham Zapruder. And he boasted about it on, you know, C-SPAN and for all the world to hear 25 years ago. I still have his notes to this day. Really? Uncle Sam didn't want those? You have them. Huh. So, you know, I remember watching some of this stuff and thinking, so where did that footage come from? That's not Zapruder. I don't know, sort of reminds you of 9/11 and other things. Like, where did that footage come from? Like, where did all of that footage go? We've asked that question a million times. People don't think it's weird. There were cameras everywhere on gas stations and, you know, here and there and everywhere. Surveillance footage. Where did all that surveillance footage go? So, you know, we hear Zapruder footage, and then we see this other footage on one side or the other. You know, here is the motorcade coming around the corner, and then here's the motorcade zooming off. But that's not Zapruder footage. What is that? Kids laying on the grassy knoll. You're telling me that CBS didn't have what? They just didn't, I don't know, they didn't have enough cameras or something? They got everything but what the Zapruder footage captured. Really? That's amazing. The president's going to be in an open car in a motorcade. The security detail is, well, not a security detail. Anyway, these things should reveal the fraud of the magic trick. But instead, we just want to be hypnotized. It's the same thing in these other things. Have we just decided resolutely? If you are compromised in any way, you know what? I can't vote for you, bud. Sorry. And then, so the mafia uses that to cover their own tracks and then to smear your guy. Is there no person anywhere in America that fits the Exodus 18:21 bill? I think there are. No one's perfect. In my, you know, the way I understand it, you know, the Bible says that all, you know, there's none righteous, no, not one. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. But, you know, it also says you shall select out of the people able men who fear God, men of truth, those who hate dishonest gain. And I know that, you know, there's the story of Sodom and Gomorrah, for example, you know, and Lot saying, you know what, Lord, what if, and, you know, we could go down that road, but still, it seems that if Moses' father-in-law is saying, look, man, it's simple, okay? You can't do it all. It's time to delegate. How do I do that? You shall select out of all the people able men who fear God. Men who fear God. Men of truth. Those who hate dishonest gain. There you go. It's simple. It's a simple list. Do we observe that list when we go to the polls? If we do. Yeah, but the voting is it doesn't matter. Have you done your part? Have you done all you can do? You know, we've had the conversation. John in Tennessee reminds us from time to time, 2 Chronicles 7:14. You know, this kind of sentiment also, you know, have I done all I can do? Instead of making excuses, standing around making excuses. Then the Lord appeared to Solomon at night and said to him, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a house of sacrifice. If I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. That's the precursor. And my people who are called by my name humble themselves. Have we seen the destroyer or the devourer in America? It's, you know, seems like we're seeing it. Inflation is a weapon. It's economic warfare and terrorism. God says, if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, And what is their response? Wringing of hands and saying, oh, there's nothing we can. And my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Why is he doing these things? Well, I mean, in simple terms, maybe we just call it a judgment upon the land. But what is their response? There are things we can do. And so when you see what's, you know, we see the news coverage, the mainstream coverage of what's going on in Ukraine, and it looks like every other thing, every other false flag strategy of tension operation, Gladio-styled kind of nonsense, every single time, who are the bad guys? Who are the good guys? Yep. And, you know, what is the motivation? Is it just good theater? In you know, is it largely theater, but also this other objective? Because, again, the timing is uncanny. We're all going to die of the virus. And now I'm seeing, I mean, I do, you know, coding stuff professionally and in the repositories, like, you know, the Git repositories and stuff, there's all this nonsense about standing with Ukraine that you can see in the command line. Somebody has time to do that? You got a little black screen that doesn't have social justice warrior messages, and now all of a sudden it does. United with Ukraine, or whatever the heck it is, even the colors, you know, colors of the flag in a command line console. What? There's no place is safe, apparently. And that should just tell you all you need to know. Why do I have to be told what to think, even in this little black console that has nothing to do with these political agendas, or so I thought? You know, the command prompt that you pull up like on your Windows machine, you type CMD in the search bar there and you get the little console, that kind of thing. Only I'm talking, you know, Linux systems, not Microsoft. That thing that terrifies people. Oh my gosh, what is this? It's the abyss. It should be the Streisand effect in full effect. We should see this and know what it is and do our part. Have I done all I can do? What does that mean? Well, it means something different for all of us. And, you know, I suppose first and foremost, it comes back to the question, who decides? And I think, you know, in my humble estimation, it's a question of views. And it's a, you know, Libros used to talk about a conflict of laws. I think it's a conflict of views. And in my humble estimation, if you, you know, there's the biblical view and then there's the other. And if you understand the biblical view, then you realize man has been hoodwinked since Genesis 3. And there really hasn't been a moment in between where he's been able to figure that out and not be hoodwinked. There's a character that's exceedingly masterful at hoodwinking mankind. And so that means that you know, the view is, in that case, you know, if you hold the biblical worldview, then you realize that you can't outsmart this character. So who decides? And if I'm trying to decide for myself, then it's probably this character that's hoodwinking me and making me think that I'm deciding for myself versus, you know, prayerfully, thoughtfully considering things and having the Holy Spirit lead. So it's always a question of who decides. That's just my take on stuff. Not trying to sneak up on anybody. But there are some things happening. We are not animals, even though we're being conditioned to think and behave and like animals and think that we are. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Make this stuff up. I almost feel like I should take a screenshot of it or something. So if you want to see what I'm talking about, I'm not making this up. It's you know, it doesn't really happen, but it does happen. It's goofy. You know, this is where the world is going. I use Drupal and some of the things that I do, which is an open source content management system. I think it's the best open source content management system that you can find. There's just nothing like it. It's enterprise grade, but the problem is it's enterprise grade, and so if you don't have an enterprise to use it, that's tricky. Anyway, if you go to Drupal.org and you scroll down to the bottom, you'll see if you dig around in there and you look at issues and things for different modules, they call them, you know, PHP plugin type things, you'll find that they have adopted the, you know, the personal pronoun nonsense, which is, I think, just bizarre. No offense to anyone. I just don't understand why I have to be, you know, why that has to be a thing that I need to be concerned with. It's really not changing the world for the better, as far as I can tell. Anyway, if you scroll down to the bottom of the page, if you go to Drupal.org, you see infrastructure management for Drupal.org provided by Tag 1, which is Tag 1 Consulting. If you click on that, you see the raised fists, George Floyd, Tag 1 BLM, Black Lives Matter, pausing for a moment. It's a long moment, Tag 1. This is a long moment. You guys been paused for how many months? That's a long moment. Pausing for a moment to hold space for every black person who woke up to work requests for input, productivity, responsiveness, and labor with no acknowledgement of or genuine compassion for this present moment. I don't even know what that means. Oh yeah, and then they do technology stuff also. It's so crazy to see this stuff happening. And then, you know, to the point that I made in the last segment, if you open your favorite command line editor, your favorite, you know, terminal, SSH session, and, you know, like, you know, PuTTY or whatever, and you type composer commands. Composer is a dependency manager for PHP. If you don't know what it is, go to getcomposer.org. You'll see what I'm talking about. And there's the accompanying package repository, packagist.org. So anyway, if you type a command, composer, whatever, you know, you're trying to find outdated stuff in your project. So composer, outdated, whatever. And you see the results, it goes and finds things that are outdated. That's pretty cool. But then at the end now you have this info from repo.packages.org, hashtag stand with Ukraine. And it's colored with Ukraine colors in my black terminal. There's nothing. It's the abyss out there. This is not a UI. This is not a graphical user interface. This is a terminal, and yet it has a color-coded hashtag in it. You can see the creep. And historically, Linux was a safe haven. It was like a technological city of refuge. But, you know, Microsoft is fixing that, and Oracle is fixing that, and all the big guys are fixing that. Everything is getting subsumed, it seems. So the last thing I'll say about this, and then we'll go to the phones, is, you know, someone said something about Franklin Covey training yesterday in a conversation I was having, and I said that would be fine, but it seems in my estimation in the what decade now since Covey passed away, Stephen Sr., that it you know, Franklin Covey is a whole lot more Franklin. It's increasingly more Franklin and increasingly less Covey. And he was the guy who observed even the most intelligent animals have none of our endowments. They don't have independent will. To use a computer metaphor, they are programmed by instinct and or training. They can be trained to be responsible, but they can't take responsibility for that training. In other words, they can't direct it. They can't change the programming. They're not aware of it. But because of our unique human endowments, we can write new programs for ourselves, totally apart from our instincts and training. We're not bestial, and we shouldn't allow ourselves to be socially engineered as such. We'll go to the phones when we come back. Stick around.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea.
Welcome back.
How I feel.
There are curious things that happen that seem to be intended to obfuscate things intentionally. Muammar Gaddafi's September 23rd, 2009, what I call 9/11 truth speech. Why did we suddenly start spelling his name differently? Is that to lead people away from that kind of stuff? You look at what he said, seems like the same kind of stuff is happening these days. Speaking of Ukraine. Anyway, enough about that. To the phones, Glenn in Philly, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah,
good morning, sir.
Yeah, good morning. Hi. You said you can see the creep. You can feel the creep. I said there are plenty of creeps in this situation.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But
I don't want to feel the creeps.
Now, I noticed you were using the term hoodwinked, and I'm don't be insulted. I'm assuming you understand the correlation between hoodwinking and Freemasonic initiations.
Okay, so I shouldn't use the terminology.
You're not familiar. Okay, well, as part of the Freemasonic initiation ceremony, a hood is placed over the inductee's head, and then the shirt is opened up to expose the breast. The one pant leg is rolled up,
right?
And there's the point at which they lift up the hood and wink at him, and that's the hood wink. Okay, I just assumed this.
I'm assuming it's the common vernacular to deceive by false appearance.
Oh yeah, but that's what it all yeah
sure.
But it all ties in. Every time I hear a word, I think about that.
Right on.
Leading people astray.
Absolutely.
Oh, you're talking about command prompts. You're taking me back to the good old days when I spent much time and effort working. I used to have to tweak DOS to Windows system boots, and have to spend a good bit of time using EMM386 and HIMEMSYS and writing config.sys and autoexecbat files to map HIMEM into the shadow region. I'm assuming you did stuff like that back in the day. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. And lots of other fun things along those lines.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, and I'm not a coder. I don't, I don't actually know how to program or something, but I used to do a lot of system configuration stuff, and it was like, hey, look, now, if you get that memory stuff, you could get that memory stuff tweaked right, it's like, hey, look, now I can run both of my programs, the one that requires some HIMEMSYS and the one that requires some expanded memory and the one that requires some extended memory. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That was when things were fun. It's actually fun conquering problems back then.
And now, it's interesting. Those days, it was, I don't know, like Dickens says, it's the best of times and the worst of times. But now...
Well, we were building... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I was going to say now, Nick Gold says we're going to do the same thing on DNA. We're going to, store all of that.
Okay.
Yeah, the HIMEM stuff is your DNA, so we'll just write it to your DNA. Yeah. It's going to be great. I'm not so sure it's
after
great.
After all, it's an operating system.
Sure.
But we built their system for them. Which always takes me back to Alan Watt playing old... I think it was like a Rudy Valley song, but brother, can you spare a dime? Building a railroad, and now the railroad's completed. Building a tower to the sky, and now the tower's completed. And now it's brother. And then building an internet that connects everything everywhere, and now it's completed. Brother, can you spare a dime?
Yep.
And it's like, wait a minute. I look back on all the systems I configured, and it's just like, damn it, I built their system for them.
And that's kind of what I mean by, best of times, worst of times. It's fun. It's rewarding, especially when you're, early on learning that stuff. And we've talked about the old, Texas Instruments stuff and, doing those kinds of things. But still, there's kind of this nagging feeling, at least in the back of my mind. Is it really that great? You have these things, you do these things, and you go, that's really cool. That's fun. And then... you think, but is it really?
Well, then you always have the good reasons and the real reasons. I had worked for a company around here that that made EEG systems for reading brain waves, and ostensibly the good reason for this was it allowed neurologists to pinpoint the region of the brain where lesions were that were causing seizures and things like that. They had proprietary machines and DOS-based machines, and then they got the big thing was when they came out with, finally got around to Windows-based stuff with all this stuff. And I remember my boss used to say that how much money, grant money, came flooding in after George Herbert Walker Bush declared that the 90s would be the decade of the brain. And
yeah.
since this was all brain-related stuff, you know, it's like, hey, we're in the money, research grants are flowing, and
yeah,
and everything was all good. And now they, you know, they know where everything is in the brain. You can forget, you can throw away your old phrenology books from the 1800s. now they know where the brain. But anyway. I just you tweaked my nostalgia nerve there, so I just I'm calling and saying hi. Do you think we're heading into a nuke situation or no?
No, I think that's just more it's strategy of tension stuff, like it's always been. It's
right,
the same
right.
old Cold War stuff. It's the same
right,
old thing to
right.
get people, the you know the double bind. Hiding under your desk, but not, you know, but also realizing that doesn't amount to anything. So now
I've been practicing my duck and cover. I, you know, got stuff out
yeah.
on the kitchen table and,
yeah.
and again, watching my little turtle cartoon, you know, duck and
got cover. A big shovel, digging a hole in the backyard, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Everybody. And that's a little weird when people dig holes in their yard and then, you know, they come back and ask the neighbors, like, oh, I don't know, he seems like a nice guy. Not sure why he had, not sure why he excavated a big hole in his backyard and put a bunch of, you know, oil drums in there.
Yeah.
But indeed. What was I going to say? Oh, but anyway, that stuff was fascinating. That's, you know, there's, it's like anything, money, technology, it's a tool. It can be used for good. It can be used for evil. You know,
yeah. Yeah. So we hear, you know, you know, certain folks want to say the technology is agnostic. I think most of the digital stuff comes from a nefarious place.
Hmm. Interesting. I agree. I mean, it's all part of like the world system, especially since God went to the trouble to describe all this stuff in the Bible. You weren't going to be able to buy or sell without the mark. And it's like,
and I think we're getting close. I think we're getting close to that moment.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's almost like the backlash from all this present stuff going on with all the sanctions and everything. It's like, oh good. We're now, who's really going to suffer more in the long run? I don't think we're too sure. You know, we'll use our magic computers and our powerful money and numbers, and we're going to break down the empire, which has actually made physical preparations for dealing with, you know, problems of dearth and actually has way more resources than people realize.
That's like, a fact.
Yeah.
And so people will say, what do we do? I said it in the last segment, you know. It's, I don't know, in my opinion, it's a question of who decides. And, you know, the Holy Spirit is the only antidote to all of this
mm-hmm.
on earth.
Yeah, exactly.
That's just my humble opinion.
Well, no, people, you know, the strong, no, certain people, preachers and stuff like that are emphasizing, you know, the sovereignty of God at this point. It's like, yeah, the Calvinists are pointing out, hey, God's ultimately in control. You know, Satan can do nothing except the Father allow it. So,
yeah,
but I still think it wouldn't hurt for a mass repentance.
I agree. Which is, yep, absolutely. Like, I had a conversation with a guy yesterday, who a dear friend, who's, you know, there are biblical stories. I don't know, Joseph, Daniel, or whatever people out in the world, so to speak. And
right.
Doing things at a high administrative level, shall we say, you know, speaking of Daniel or Joseph. And it's interesting how, you know, like with Daniel, on the one hand, they want him to interpret certain things and they got to keep him around. But on the other hand, hey, buddy, if you get out of line, we're going to do the, you know, we'll throw you in the lion's den or whatever. What's he doing? Is he devoured yet? No, he's just, what's he doing? And so it's, you know, strange to see these things in the Bible and then try to maybe draw a parallel in life. And I was telling this guy based on where you're at right now in life, I think that you're, you know, headed for one of those kinds of moments. God's going to show up in a big way, makes you look small, not to, you know, hopefully that doesn't sound insulting. And he said, no, I understand what you're saying, but
right. Hey, I'm willingly, hey, I'll be over here in the bleachers if watching if anybody needs me.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a Indeed. Hot dog and sit in the bleachers. I mean, you know, kind of, or, you know, walk a few times around Jericho and, you know,
yeah,
blow trumpets and, you know, let the walls come tumbling down. And anytime God wants to intervene to remedy the situation, that's fine with me.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Oh, well, I guess I have nothing more pertinent to say. I'll get out of the way and let somebody else kick in here.
Thanks, Glenn.
Simon.
Much appreciated, as always. Yeah. You know, this is why, again, I mentioned 2 Chronicles 7:14. These things that happen, that's the, you know, that's what happens. That's the precursor. And then God says, and after this, you know, if I command the locust to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, and my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Anyway, back to the phones. Lauren in Ohio, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hey, baby, love your show. And
good morning.
Amen, amen. We are, the only way we're going to fix this is obeisance to the word of God and to the creator that made us and to follow the rules. Peace is cessation of againstness. We cannot be at peace with truth if we are against it in any way. And in the way that America has been run, we're against it in every way. And we start with the Constitution. And what exactly was that document supposed to do? The Declaration of Independence said, the purpose of government is to defend these rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all men. Then you have the Constitution itself that limits the actions of the government, Article 1, Section 8 and 9, the defense of the country, basically, defense of the borders and insurrection. It's not supposed to be serving us up all our goodies, health care, free food, housing. That's not part of the Constitution. You cannot rob people in order to provide for other people. And this is where the Bible says, if a man does not work, nor shall he eat.
Yeah.
You can't be free and not free. And since the Creator owns you and gave each one of us free will, and the government, this corporate entity that is posing as your government does not object. If you make these things plain and clear, they just back up and leave you alone. You're not theirs to feed on. And it's people keep thinking that somehow or another stuff is happening to us. We are getting the fruit of our hand. We are an arrogant, ignorant, selfish people. And people don't want to hear it, and it's a hard word. But, you know, when you carve up your babies and sell them for parts, and that's the governor of Virginia, Governor Newsom,
reinject them into you and other people, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, so what is it that we're waiting for at this point? Are we going to vote our way out of it? Are you kidding? They just stole the election from the most popular president who's in the history of the country for a guy who couldn't even win the Democrat, you know, for the worst Democrat they had. And then everybody keeps acting like he's, oh, Joe Biden, he's handling Ukraine. Oh, Joe Biden, he's, that guy's pooping in his pants. Salute the Marines. He doesn't even know where he is. So it's our fault for keeping on with this pretense. The bottom line is the Constitution calls for a meeting of the Congress the first Monday in December, unless they shall by law appoint a different day. That's Article 1, Section 4. I think it's Article 1, Section 4, or Section 2, Paragraph 4. I'm not looking at it right now, but Monday, the first Monday of December. Okay, so when's the next year start? January? So they're there for 3 weeks to see if there's any disputes between states or anything they need to address. They're not there to run our lives.
Right.
Oh, well, the 20th Amendment, they changed it to the third day of January. And so they, by law, appointed a different day and then said, by the way, you're all our slaves by virtue of the 14th Amendment citizenship, little c, whereby you are the collateral for the loans. You have no say. You are the minor party in this relationship. And that is by choice. And I keep begging people to get Kelby Smith on, his advocates.org, his advocates.tv. I have him on like every couple of weeks, every month or two, just so people understand there's something you can do. This is the law. They rob you because you allow it. They abuse your children in these schools. Tranny story time. Heather has two mommies. Desmond is amazing. Kill your babies with abortion. Go have sex with people. Here's some anal sex. Hey, let's show you pictures and books. And you're sitting here bickering with people about it? What are your children doing there? This is your fault. You have all the power. But you've been programmed into a system whereby you relinquish every bit of power you have starting at the beginning of your day. You give up your children. You give up your food. You let Bill Gates feed you bug food.
Which is why
it's too much trouble to grow a garden or buy from the local farmer. And exactly, we can do this with labor bucks.
Yep. Why I say, have I done all I can do? We're headed into a break. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
Been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Welcome back. Final segment of the first hour. Lauren, what you're saying reminds me of why I said, have I done all I can do? And also, you know, all kinds of things like Solzhenitsyn saying, you know, we didn't love freedom enough, and we purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterward. You know,
amen.
We have not valued the gift and the things that are there right at our fingertips, like you're saying. You know, these documents and this you know, system that still is here in America, though we have ignored it or been encouraged to ignore it in exchange for some handout.
There you go. And we're populating and, like you said, building their matrix. And we don't have to.
Right.
And this is the key. This, if it's somebody else's fault, then it's somebody else's fix. You can't fix it. Mm-hmm. I don't do powerlessness. It never served me. I was never, you know what I mean? Nobody ever carried me.
Yeah.
Nobody ever offered. So I always had to do my own work. And so does everybody. Just because you've been getting away with not doing it, not raising your children, not educating them, not knowing what they're teaching in school, not knowing what's in your food, not knowing what's in those shots, you've been able to get away with it because they've eased John into it. You're like a hog in a pen. They've got three walls up. You're going in for that last bit of feed, and they got that fourth wall ready to come up on you. And they're going to butcher you. They're going to gut you. They're going to bleed you out. They're going to use every bit of you, your bones. They're going to fertilize the ground with your dead body and then feed you to your children. This is the mentality of these people, but we're participating. So my thing is, why the hell are we not just, you know, here's my, I'll shut up and get off. I love this conversation, and I can't manage to do it on my own show, Chris. Because, you know, you have to, like, get into it. And, I mean, I listen to you, and I just listen. You know what I mean? But today I just had to call. But anyway,
right,
obey
on.
God first. Ten commandments. Yeah. Obey the ten. Even if you're an atheist, is there something wrong with not murdering people, not stealing their stuff, not coveting their things, not bearing false witness against them? Obey the ten. Keep your money in your pocket. If you don't owe taxes, stop paying them. You are building, you are paying for the chains to enslave yourself and your children. Boycott big business. Work with your small farmers. Find contacts now. $4 a gallon gas going to $5, $6, whatever. You know, you better find some local people that you can work with.
Yeah, but Lauren, it's so inconvenient. It's so inconvenient.
Well, but here's the thing. You used to be able to get away with it. And fine, you know what I mean? Oh, it's easier to just buy chicken at the store than to grow it. Well, yeah, but now you can't buy it. It's not available for sale.
Exactly.
See? When he's talking about the you know, carbon is the six, you know, the number of a man is six.
Yeah.
666. But, and they love to put it everywhere. So it's not like you can't know. But again, if you put your children in school, how did you ever expect them to know anything about God? If you go to traditional churches, how do you expect them to know anything about God? If you're Catholic, they study from the catechism. They don't read the Bible. And that's what I mean. It's a simple matter. Get a CEPHER Bible, C-E-P-H-E-R Bible, or a Young's Literal Translation, or a, you know, but look at what the word is. It tells everything about how to live and how to live well. And it especially as we put our children into this matrix. Does your kid have a cell phone? I mean, my children don't have cell phones. We didn't get a cell phone until we needed them for work. And really, we should get rid of them, but we do understand they're watching us and filming us and listening to us all the time. We never act as if it's not doing what it's doing. But the whole point is, we volunteered into it. So the fruit that comes from it is my fault, whatever that fruit is.
Right. On that note, we're headed into a break. Stick around. Second hour coming up. We'll be right back.
In trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back, to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio.
only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.